The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Well done. At last, he came to his senses and said, "All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat. And here am I about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.' So he got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart was filled with pity, and he ran, threw his arms around his son, and kissed him. 'Father,' the son said, 'I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son.' But the father called his servants. 'Hurry,' he said, 'bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Then go and get the prized calf and kill it. And let us celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, and now he is alive. He was lost, and now he has been found.' And so the feasting began." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so we just heard an interesting story. Do you know what that story is? Yeah, what is it? It's called The Prodigal Son, or The Prodigal Father. And it's this story about a father who had two sons, and one was a bit rebellious, let's say, a bit naughty. And he ran away. And really, he got lost. You know, he ran so far that he didn't really realize where he was. And so he suddenly realized, one, I don't belong here in the middle of nowhere. And two, I have a family who loves me. Like, what am I doing? And so he runs back to his father. But he realizes, and this is where our whole discussion of forgiveness begins, he realizes that he has wronged his family. Like, he's hurt them by what he's done. So in a sense, he's scared. He wants to go back, but see how he's got this problem. He's like, if I go back, they probably won't even love me anymore. That's pretty scary, hey? Imagine if we thought the ones who loved us didn't love us anymore. Like, I can't think of anything more scary. So he plans this big apology, and he plans to come back in a way that they can't say no. He says, look, I'm not good enough to be your son, but at least let me work with the people who are working here. You know, I'll work in the garden or something. What happens? Something unexpected happens. And it should not surprise us, because we know what the love of our family is like. But yeah. Yeah. It says, this is a pretty simple translation, but it says, while he was way off in the mountains, which means like he was way far away, the dad is like busy looking for him the entire time. And he says, "Oh, there's my son." And he runs out away from the house, and he runs out to meet him, and he hugs him. And the son starts his apology that he planned. He planned this big apology. "Oh, father, I've sinned against heaven and earth. I'm not fit to be called your son." The father says, "Shush. Go and get him some new clothes. He's dirty. Go and roast a big lamb because he's hungry." You know what I mean? He's like, "My son is home. Let's party." This is what forgiveness looks like. Forgiveness is a party. Now, it doesn't always feel that way. Hands up if you think forgiveness is a bit hard sometimes. Parents, is it easy to forgive every single person who wrongs you? It's pretty hard. And the bigger the hurt, the harder it is to forgive. So it's not just your kids who are challenged by this. Like, Jesus is challenging every single one of us. I remember someone telling me, have you ever heard, if you're learning a new skill, you have to practice it for 10,000 hours? Is that the saying? It's like, if I want to learn how to do a kickflip, which I cannot do, I ought to have 10,000 attempts at it until I get it, and then keep doing it until it's just in my bones, you know? I can do it with my eyes closed. Well, forgiveness is a pretty tricky skill, because it doesn't mean not being offended. Like, stuff hurts. And we have fragile hearts. Like, we do hurt sometimes. It also means not letting everyone just walk all over you. That's not forgiveness. Jesus never said do that. So it's a bit of a tricky art to master. But if you practice it again and again and again, and if you keep looking to Jesus, who is the image of forgiveness itself, then yeah, we can learn what it looks like, what it feels like. And especially, we can experience the party of forgiveness, because forgiveness, when it's done right, is a really, really wonderful thing that we can all celebrate. I was talking to the kids before we started this liturgy. I think it was you. I said, if the world didn't have forgiveness, just imagine a world with no forgiveness. It's dead. Like, it died a long time ago, because we wrong each other all the time. And if we wanted to, we could stay offended at each other over the silliest little things. So the integrity of the world is literally hanging by the thread of forgiveness, if you like. Therefore, we are doing a really important job. We're becoming the ministers of forgiveness in the world. We're going to have to practice long and hard to get it right so that the world can experience the party that Jesus is inviting us to. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I think I'm not going to give extra commentary to that because that's profound enough on its own.
So it'd be like, there's one part that doesn't want to forgive them, but the other part is like, I want to forgive you. And then the other guy's like, I'm never going to forgive you. You've done something and I don't like it.
I was reading, it's a bit too complicated for today, but I'm going to share it with the kids at Chanel maybe. I was reading a sermon by Gregory of Nyssa. He was a bishop from hundreds of years ago. And he said exactly what you're saying. Forgiveness is not just about what happens out in the world. Like, I forgive this person who did wrong and whatever. There's like a war inside me, you know, and I have to somehow be on the same team in myself. Do I want to be forgiving, or do I want to sort of be a policeman who punishes everyone? That's a good question to ask, and I think we know the answer, don't we? So why don't we pause for a moment? We're going to turn to God now in prayer, and I'll invite you guys up to lead us in these prayers. But let's pray that God will really change our hearts. Whatever hardness is in there that doesn't let us forgive, would he take that away and invite us into the party?